Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you very much. We welcome you back, everybody, to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you back with us today. Hope you had a lovely Easter weekend, and we just want to welcome you back. That's it. You know, we have passed officially a one-year anniversary very recently, the anniversary of the pandemic, the beginning of the pandemic. And whenever we reach a one-year anniversary of any occasion, we can't help but kind of look back and reflect on it. And as we do that, all the emotions we pushed aside seem to come flooding back. People are finding they're more stressed up now than they were a year ago when this pandemic began and all of the things we went through because of the pandemic. And, of course, you know, we're going through it, still going through it in many situations. But the reality is only beginning to catch up with us. One way to combat the compounding stress of the last year is through, believe it or not, hypnosis. Hypnosis is the process of reframing negative energy. It can bring a sense of calmness to the storm and a chance to kind of take a breather. Our guest today, we're so happy to welcome her back, is Reverend Jenna Arnaz. She's a professional board-certified hypnotherapist, and she's the founder of Creating Changes Hypnosis, where she specializes in using hypnosis therapy for stress management. As she points out, everybody's kind of still in a state of shock trying to figure out how to work through it. Even the healthiest person can still get COVID and die, and that's frightening. So she asks them, are you afraid? Hypnosis can really help break down that fear. If you free your mind, you can free your life. And Jenna says her clients are suffering from it's so many different maladies like insomnia, headaches, gastrointestinal problems, and all other stress-related issues. And she thinks it's the isolation from our normal life that is kind of similar to grief. Our sense of normalcy has been stripped away from us, and we don't quite know how we can get it back. All of this information that we're being bombarded with, too, has to go somewhere, says Jenna, and it begins to confuse itself through our belief system. You might think it's one thing, but it's really something else. So she can give you some mental massage techniques, simple little techniques to reduce your level of stress. Your body needs that release, your brain needs that release, and hypnosis can help find that strand. It's the catalyst for change. It's a very interesting thought. I never really sat back and thought about it this way. But anyway, we're going to bring our guest on, Reverend Jenna Arnaz from Newport Richey, Florida. It is really such a pleasure to have you back, Jenna. How are you today? Nice. Welcome back to Close Up.
Oh, thank you for having me back. I'm doing great.
Is what I was just saying, is that true? Obviously, you're finding clients suffering from all of these different things like insomnia and headaches and even gastrointestinal problems you think brought on by the pandemic, right?
I sure do, absolutely. You know, before pre-COVID, we wouldn't probably think about a lot of these different things that are happening to us. The insomnia, we would just chalk it up to not getting enough sleep, maybe stress at work where we have deadlines, or you've got the kids in several different activities and you're running everywhere, or maybe you've got some family issues. Or maybe you've had that little nagging something going on in your stomach, but you just kind of put it off, you know, to going to the physician.
Right.
And you know, and just being stressed, just normal stress, just everyday life. And, you know, once COVID hit, and then all of these symptoms started compounding.
Yeah.
Started being more exaggerated, and we've noticed more. And I do believe it is brought on by a lot of people were isolated. You know, people who have large families or people who just have a close-knit family with just a few, like cousins or aunts or uncles or their mom and dad that live nearby, where they would get together every week or maybe every couple of weeks and have a, you know, a big picnic or outdoor gathering or something. And all of a sudden, boom, it was cut off.
Boom. Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Right.
It was just cut off. And, you know, here in the U.S., I think we're kind of naive at times that we don't think it's going to happen to us because we have the great medical in the world. We have the great, you know, all the different avenues that we think protect us, like the CDC and the WHO. And
yes, you're right.
You know, so we rely on that. And so we have a false sense of security. It's kind of changed now because we would never think that this type of a pandemic would shut everything down. It kind of just stopped us in our tracks. It's kind of now what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny hearing you refer to the CDC and the WHO. And I'm thinking, that's a musical group.
Yes.
We're in the WHO.
I know, right? And they're very good, too. I like the WHO.
You do. You like them. Well, that's funny.
Yes, I like
them. Well, listen, let me ask you about why hypnosis? Why can hypnosis help people who are you know, suffering from symptoms like this and aren't getting relief from other, you know, from pills and other things? How can hypnosis help? And many of them, you know, many people have never tried hypnosis, never even thought about it before. But you're bringing something to mind. So I think this is really good. Let's talk about why hypnosis can be of help and how it works, how it can be. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question to ask as well because, you know, people were having all these different symptoms and insomnia and stress, fear of isolation and fear of the unknown. Of course, they would call their physician. If they could get in, they would see him or do a telehealth visit. And, you know, yes, the physicians would give them medications or do what they could at that time frame. And it's thing of it is that some people got relief from their GI issues, but still not a total relief. You know, some people, you know, the medication helped with the insomnia, but then you wake up groggy, right? So, you know, it's not the symptoms can be helped through hypnosis by actually breaking it down. Say if someone would come in to me for insomnia, and of course I'd go through my initial intake with them, just to get, when did this insomnia really start? And is it really related to the COVID shutdown? Is it related to job relations? You know, maybe they have to start working from home and then they can't separate home and work environment at the same time because it is a little difficult. So what hypnosis can do is actually get to the root of that. Is it really something physiologically going on, or is it something that we've created with our subconscious and conscious minds?
Well, let's talk about how hypnosis works for people who don't know. And let me point out something. We hear, you know, you're in Florida, and Florida is one of the most open states in the country. Normally, pre-pandemic, you worked with clients for the most part in person, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. So Florida has opened up a good bit. Are you seeing patients in person now, or are you still doing it virtually for the most part?
I'm starting to see clients in person, but most of my clients are online. You know, my office is situated where I can have the 6-foot distancing in my office to be able to see the client, and then I go with all the CDC protocols of cleaning between each client and give a half an hour between my clients once I do the cleaning.
Okay. Well, let's talk for this audience who are listening to us from all over, really technically around the world. But could be, you know, they could be in California, could be in, you name it, Canada, who knows. So we assume if you were to help them, it would be virtual. How do you do virtual hypnosis? They're not in the confines of your office. This is either Zoom, I guess, or it's on the phone, one
yes.
or the other, right?
Yeah, it's Zoom. I prefer doing Zoom. That way I can see the client and see how they're reacting to the suggestions that I'm giving them, and just to make sure that, A, they're okay. You know, and it works just like if they were in my office, but only we're just doing it over Zoom. You know, I can see them, they can see me, of course. And it's the same protocols, it's the same things I would do in office that I would do on Zoom. And it works just equally as well, sometimes even better, because the client is in their own comfort of their home or they're in their office where it's quiet, there's no disturbance going on, and then they don't have to get up and go, you know, drive home. I mean, they're there
right.
and they're home.
Let's talk how you put a client under hope. Under. I don't know if that's the way you really term it, put someone under hypnosis. Or you get them into that state where in hypnosis. How do you do that?
Okay. I have several techniques that I use. I have them start to relax. However they feel comfortable, how they relax themselves. And then I just have them to follow some suggestions of, you know, you can actually start relaxing from the top of your head down to the tip of your toes, or from the tip of your toes to the top of your head. You can start at your waist and relax in both directions. And just focus on that tension, wherever you may find it. And so I go through a systematic process of relaxing each group of muscles. And it only takes about 6 or 7 minutes. It's really not a long induction for relaxation. That's why it's so important, so I can actually see the client to see if, are they relaxing? Because you can tell by watching your client that the muscles are just relaxing and they're sinking back into the chair. Or maybe they may be sitting up against their couch, or maybe they're on maybe they're sitting on the couch, and so I do that. And as I'm doing this, I still continue to talk to them. I ask them questions off and on to see what depth of relaxation that they're in, because it's all natural. You know, we go in and out of hypnosis all day.
You know, you're actually talking them into this state. You have a very soothing
yes.
voice. You really have a very soothing voice. That, I mean, I was just listening to you a moment ago and thinking, you know, I think she could talk me into being hypnotized. You're just gently talking to them. Ba-ba-na-na.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nothing
yes.
dramatic or anything. And all of a sudden,
right.
they're in the mood.
Most
they're
right
in the moment.
Most
whatever
them,
it is.
They nod off. They actually drop their head.
Is that good? They
didn't,
you don't want them
so
to go to sleep.
Relaxed.
So.
You know what? And no, you know, if they do go to sleep, it's okay, because they're just in that, like, that dreamy state between the time, you know, when you lay down in your bed and that time
mm-hmm.
right before you drift
mm-hmm.
off. You're in that, like, that dreamy state. And the subconscious mind is always on alert. It always recording and hearing everything that's going on, even while you sleep, it's still recording everything. It's like a virtual recorder in your mind, your subconscious is. And so that's why I tell my clients, don't fall asleep with your television on, because you're going to hear everything that's going on, especially if you're doing the weight loss. They do a lot of food commercials at night, right? And
they
so
do.
You're going
you're
to,
right.
they right? You they're going to hear that. Your subconscious is going to hear that. And then when you wake up in the next morning, you might
you
find something's just kind of, you could be hungry, and you're going to find that
right.
there's something it's a little off, you know, and you're like, There's something wrong here. I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be having the cravings for a Big Mac, you know, or I shouldn't want those hash browns from Burger King. So yeah, well, you know,
let's focus
so
on the stress-related issues, because I know you do you do a lot of work in stress loss. I mean, weight loss and stop smoking. Mm-hmm. But in the stress management, which is what we're focusing on right now, which has been brought on by the pandemic, how do you kind of ease them out of those problems that they're, you know, you're talking about gastrointestinal problems. How can you help issues like that through putting them in a calm state and then talking them, you know, talking to them?
You know what? It all goes back to the initial intake. What is actually causing, say, the GI upset or the gastro issues? What's really causing the stress? Is it really COVID, or is it something that stemmed pre-COVID, then the COVID actually brought it to the forefront? It just blew everything up for that person.
Right.
And what I do is, especially if they're having the stress is causing, the majority of the time is causing the GI issues. And I want to get to the point of what did they notice the very first time that they had the issue with the GI tract? What was going on? What triggered that? And they may have to think about that. Did they create this to avoid the issue that's going on in their life? Maybe they're going through a divorce, or maybe they have a stressful job, or maybe they're unemployment. You know, they're unemployed for whatever reason, or maybe they're going to school to get a college degree of some sort. But did the GI issues start based on another factor that they are trying to avoid? Like, say, for instance, like people who smoke. What's the first thing that they do when they get stressed? Or people who overeat, is that they grab a cigarette or they go and grab something out of the refrigerator. And I call that escapism, because they escape from that situation. And it gives them a time to breathe and to settle down, to take their mind off whatever the issue is. And that's the same way with a GI issue. Maybe it is related to something personal. And so I go back and try to find what that catalyst is. What caused that, A, to be triggered? What was happening at that time in their life? And that's what I would work on. Once you resolve that issue and work on bringing them forward into a healthier lifestyle, the symptoms go away. Because we create our own reality. We create our own life, our own world. We create whatever we want in our subconscious mind. And our subconscious mind doesn't know real from fantasy. So if I can talk myself, my negative talk in my conscious mind, and I keep doing the replay rewind syndrome in my head about a certain scenario that may have happened, say at work or in the family or maybe in my neighborhood or maybe what's going on in the world, you know. And so once you get to that point, you can really talk yourself into being ill.
Wow.
Literally being ill.
That's interesting.
That's how powerful the mind is. That the mind is so powerful.
Yeah.
It's so powerful.
Let's focus a little bit on some of the things you specialize in. For example, weight loss.
Yes.
You mentioned that a little while ago. Let's talk about that. And tell me how effective you've found hypnosis to be in weight loss. You know, some people have, you know, they've tried every diet you can imagine. They've taken every course and done everything, but it still hasn't really worked for them. How effective can hypnosis be? Talk to me about, you know, some examples of clients you've worked with who've had success.
Okay.
Tell me some success stories, okay?
Okay. When I work with a weight loss client, I have several different programs. And whatever their goal is, how much weight do they want to lose, and what's their previous diet history? Are they a cereal dieter? And I have a lot of those. I have one client now that I'm working with, and she, like everyone else, she's tried everything else, and I was her last resort. And the first week, she was amazed that she didn't have the sugar cravings. Because I deal with the people's, whatever the sugar, if they have sugar cravings or if they, carbs, if they're craving carbs, or maybe it's alcohol. During COVID, I mean, a lot of people went to wine or mixed drinks or cocktails of some sort just for that relaxation. Then, of course, you're gaining all that weight because of all the calories, right? So I deal with that. And so by the third week, she had lost 7 pounds.
Oh, that's good.
7 pounds. 7 pounds. And when she came back, her husband was a little skeptic of me, because she was driving an hour and a half to see me. And so now I see her once a month. But she actually is down almost 17 pounds.
After how much time? In what period of time?
About 6 weeks.
That's
six
pretty
weeks.
Good. Chances are,
that's
losing
really
it, that's what she'll be able to keep it off if she works at it. You know, I want to bring up something. You have a program you call the Virtual Gastric Band Weight Loss Program. I mean, we've all heard about the gastric band where you go to a doctor and, you know, it's a procedure. And the gastric band is, you know, you're not fooling around when you do that. How do you do the virtual gastric band, not brand, but band weight loss?
Band, you know what? It's just like having the gastric band itself. I take them through a series of them actually visualizing. You have to be a very strong person who can visualize and who can feel and sense and hear. And not every candidate or a client is a candidate for that. If you don't have a really great imagination, you have to have a great imagination to be able to visualize this. And I have all of the sound effects that goes with that as they're taking you down from the pre-op down to the OR. I have all these sound effects that actually, and I actually talk to the client prior, and I go through a PowerPoint with them showing them exactly what it would be and what they see and how it actually works. And there's guidelines. There's, I call them the 8 golden rules that they have to follow as well. Something very, very simple. They're just little daily activities that they do, which we all should be doing them anyway. There's nothing magical about it. It's just something that we all need to do on the 8 golden rules. And then
works.
I follow up with them, and it works. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that sounds
very
effective.
It is. You know, you have to work on, because my demon is chocolate.
Yeah.
And I don't eat chocolate anymore. Because I use a hypnosis session. And also I use tapping as well in some instances for cravings. It gives the mind something to do. And it brings back that good feeling of how it was not to crave as well. And it depends on other information as well from the client. But, you know, it's hypnosis. It deals with how the person thinks, because everyone's different, you know, and how what they tell me, that's what I work on. If it's
tell me
chocolate
about smoking.
Or whatever.
Tell me about, that's another major issue that people come to see you for, I know. Tell me how effective hypnosis can be in helping you stop smoking.
You know what, I can actually tell you My success rate is between 92 and 95% for smokers.
Wow.
And I don't take everybody in my program the same way with weight loss. I don't take everybody in my program for weight loss either. The smoking is probably the easiest one for clients. They walk out that day after a two-hour session smoke-free.
I was just going to ask you, is it like going cold turkey? Because it's really hard to do. Smokers will tell you that's tough.
I can tell you a success story. Last year, before COVID hit, I had a lady, mid-50s, and she had been smoking maybe for 35 years, and she was smoking 3 packs a day.
You get, yeah.
Yeah, and that was roughly about $7,200 a year.
Okay.
That she could be saving. And so we had the two-hour session with her, and I always bring them back, just come back in about 5 days later, 4 to 5 days later. And when she came back, you would be surprised. She was a total different person. Her skin was all pink and rosy. She didn't smell like smoke. She had a spring in her step. And she hasn't smoked since. So it's been it's going on a year.
And she effectively walked out of your office and didn't smoke again.
Exactly, yes.
And how long a session do you, a hypnotic session do you go through to get someone that convinced that they don't have to smoke again? I mean, is it a long session or is it just half hour or so with you?
My smoking sessions are 2 hours.
Okay.
A total 2 hours, and you walk out smoke-free.
And the important thing is you can do this virtually, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes.
Astonishing. You have a remarkable website. I haven't mentioned it yet. Let's point this out. I mean, your practice is called creatingchangeshypnosis.net. It's very simple, creatingchangeshypnosis.net. It is so effective. If you go to your website, all the stories and what you do and everything is spelled out very clearly there. And I would encourage anyone who's listening who may be thinking of hypnosis to give our guest, Jenna Arnaz, the Reverend Jenna Arnaz, give it a try. Go take a look at the website and see what happens. As you point out, you don't take everyone. What makes you decide on whether or not you're going to accept someone into one of these programs, be it smoking or weight loss or whatever? How do you know whether it's going to work for them?
You know what? It depends on their commitment. It depends on their motivation, because hypnosis is exactly what that is. It's hypnosis. It's a tool to use to help the client. Once I go through my intake with them, and some people will tell me, the smokers will tell me, I still love to smoke.
Yeah.
Well, they're not ready to quit smoking. If they still love to smoke, same way with the weight loss, same way with smoking clients, and same way with stress management clients.
It comes down to how hard they want it, right? How hard they
exactly.
want it.
Exactly. They got to have that aha moment.
There you go.
That aha moment. And usually
Jenna,
the client will leave, and come back.
Well, I think you're on the right track there. Jenna Arnaz has been our guest. She is the proprietor of Creating Changes Hypnosis, and that website, creatingchangeshypnosis.net. That's where you go to learn more and to talk to Jenna. And get in touch with her direct. Jenna, I love chatting with you. Thanks for being our guest.
You have been listening to a broadcast
Doug.
From Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That's it for today, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next time. Till then, take care and be safe. Bye.